VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday that a national conference for Libya, scheduled for Sunday to bring warring parties together, is unlikely to go ahead because of the military escalation underway in Tripoli. In a statement, the UN Libya envoy said he is determined to hold the national conference as soon as possible, but the current recurrence of fighting is overshadowing the political process. Aid agencies are urging the rival militias to do everything they can to protect civilians as fighting for control of Tripoli escalates and casualties mount. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In recent days, health facilities near Tripoli have reported 47 people killed and 181 wounded. The World Health Organization says 9 civilians, including 2 doctors, are among the dead. It says one doctor reportedly was killed while working as part of a field ambulance service. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the agency has documented dozens of attacks against health workers and facilities that killed and injured 32 health workers and patients since 2018. He says targeting them is against international humanitarian law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese military headquarters in the capital Khartoum on Tuesday. At the same time, demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a third consecutive day. Large groups of protesters have been gathering since Saturday, calling for the end of al-Bashir's 30-year autocratic rule. Israeli voters decided Tuesday whether to give Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu another term in office in a tight election. No results yet. This is VOA News. For a seventh week, police in the Algerian capital Algiers fired water cannons and pepper spray at student demonstrators. The protests happened as Parliament named an interim leader to replace former President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. The head of Algeria's upper house of Parliament is Abdelkader Ben Salah. He became interim head of state Tuesday to temporarily replace Bouteflika. Algeria's constitution requires that the head of the upper house become interim head of state in case of a presidential vacancy. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Large protests took place in front of the main post office in the Algerian capital Algiers and many other towns and cities to protest Tuesday's parliament session, declaring Speaker Abdelkader Ben Salah interim president of the nation for a period of 90 days. Arab news channels showed live video of Algerian security forces using water cannons and tear gas to try and disperse protesters in Algiers. Interim President Ben Salah addressed Parliament after the decision to declare the presidency vacant and to apply Article 108 of the Constitution, granting him interim presidential powers for 90 days.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr says the public will soon see a version of the special counsel's Russia report on 2016 election meddling. He and his aides are working to remove information that's not permitted to be made public. Barr testified before a House committee on Tuesday.
Within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public, and then I will engage with the chairman of both judiciary committees about that report and about any further requests that they have.
New York City has declared a public health emergency over a measles outbreak and ordered mandatory vaccinations for some people who may have been exposed to the virus. The mayor announced the order on Tuesday. It covers people who live in 4 zip codes in Brooklyn's Williamsburg neighborhood, where more than 250 people have contracted measles since September. The television actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli and 14 other parents were hit Tuesday with a new money laundering charge in the sweeping college admissions bribery scheme. The news comes a day after fellow actress Felicity Huffman, 12 other parents, and a coach agreed to plead guilty, signaling that there was an escalation in the case against the parents who are continuing to fight the allegations that have been placed against them. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.